Driving north on County Road 700, just north of the Yellow River Bridge, I recently glanced at the wooded area there on my left and remembered an old folk tune, way down yonder in the Pawpaw Patch, because it was in that wooded area, as a boy, I gathered and ate my fill of Indiana bananas and sang that song praising the largest edible fruit in America, pawpaws. The pawpaw is a true Native American fruit tree, grows only in the eastern half of America, nowhere else in the world. Here in the Hoosier State, the pawpaw has long been known as the Indiana banana. But it's not confined just to the Hoosier State. In Ohio, the pawpaw is known as the Ohio banana. And in Michigan, the pawpaw is known as the Michigan banana. Pawpaws have been around for centuries. There's a pawpaw township in Wabash County, Indiana, and a pawpaw festival at Lake Snowden near Albany, Ohio, devoted to the fruit and includes a pawpaw cook-off and assorted contest. A Miss Pawpaw is annually selected in many Midwestern communities. The most recent edition of Outdoor Indiana has an article on pawpaws. It encourages readers to try the fruit. It's shaped like a big bean or a stubby banana with a green outer skin. It becomes yellow or black when it's fully ripe. And a ripe pawpaw has a creamy, custard-like consistency that smells and tastes like an overripe banana. Now, years later, I can't imagine why I spent long hours in that woods searching out those Indiana bananas. I really don't like the taste of overripe bananas. They were hard to find. A pawpaw requires two trees for good pollination and a heavy fruit set. It also requires about 400 hours of chilly weather to set the fruit. So you can pick up pawpaws and put them in a basket, as the song goes. I'm told Native Indians actually cultivated the pawpaw trees, as did George Washington and Thomas Jefferson. Now, if you prefer not to trek through the local woods and would like to taste one, or recall the taste you enjoyed as a child, you can go online and find commercial growers that will ship you a few pounds of pawpaws when they ripen this fall. Talking of many things, I'm Ed Hasnerall.